We're continuing to look at Paul's trial before Felix in Acts chapter 23 and 24. Let me pick up with verse 5 and 6 once again. Tertullus, the attorney, says, "We have found Paul to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him." Now, as we've noted before, there are three charges altogether that Tertullus will make against Paul. He will claim that he is anti-Roman, anti-Jewish, and anti-temple. He has charged him with sedition, that he's stirring up riots all over the Jewish world. He's charged him with sectarianism, that he is a member of the Nazarenes. And of course, he will also charge him with sacrilege, saying that he actually took a Gentile into the temple courts. Now, as we have seen before, this is an era of history in which there are many supposed messiahs who are claiming themselves or being claimed by their people to be Israel's newest deliverer. And so, knowing this, we can understand why Tertullus may have thought that Governor Felix would be concerned, if not alarmed, at the charge that Paul was the leader of the Nazarene sect. This characterization would make Paul appear to be yet another messianist threat. And no, the final accusation comes in verse 6. Tertullus says, "He, Paul, even tried to desecrate the temple, so we seized him." Now notice that this is a false charge that originally caused the riot at the temple. Tertullus no doubt prodded the high priest, made this third charge. Also notice that he rounds out now the accusations, sedition, sectarianism, and sacrilege. If we have noticed in the past, the temple perimeter included an outer court where Gentiles were permitted. They were not, however, allowed past the separation wall that blocked the inner part of the temple. Signs were posted warning that violators were subject to execution. Considering all the problems that the Romans had with the Jews, it is not surprising that they gave them permission to execute Gentiles who violated their sacred space. As we had noted before, in Paul's case, however, he was a Jew. If there was going to be an execution, it would not be his, but Trophimus the Ephesian. The Jewish high priest and his supporters were therefore violating their own laws when they set their sights on Paul. They should have brought out Trophimus and tried him for sacrilege, not Paul. Well, if we look at these charges, Paul was being accused of being anti-Roman, anti-Jewish, and anti-temple. According to Tertullus, Paul had violated Roman law and Jewish law. So as Tertullus ends his statement, he tells the governor, "By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about all of our charges against him." And then Luke adds for us, "The Jews concurred, asserting that these charges were true." So there among the high priests and the elders were those who had been set up in order to agree with Tertullus that all of these things were true, and then it was going to be on the governor to try to make a decision as to what was and was not accurate. Next time, we'll see how Governor Felix responds. Join me again for Verse by Verse.